All right, so welcome to the deep dive. Today we're going deep on the rent-to-rent market in the UK. Specifically, we're going to be looking at some of the potential risks for investors.
Definitely some things to watch out for.
Yeah, so all of this is going to come from a single source, a blog post by Pedro Reis. The title is Rent-to-Rent Exposed, Why the Short-Term Rental Industry Desperately Needs Regulation.
That's pretty serious.
It is. It is. And Reese has a very interesting perspective. He's the founder of Air Freedom, which is a UK-based short-term rental property management company. And he's been in the industry for 8 years, building his company with an emphasis on transparency and ethical practices, which is exactly what he says the rent-to-rent market lacks.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, for those who might not know, what exactly is rent to rent?
Right. Yeah. So how does this whole thing even work?
Well, it's basically a lease sublet arrangement. Yeah. So a property owner leases to an investor who then furnishes the place and sublets it as a short-term rental, usually on platforms like Airbnb. Mm. So the idea is that the owner gets consistent income and then the investor profits from those short-term rentals.
Mm.
It looks good on paper.
It does, yeah. Sounds pretty simple.
Yeah.
But Reis argues that there's a darker side to this seemingly straightforward setup.
Yeah, definitely some hidden downsides.
So what are some of those downsides?
Well, Reis shares a story in the post about an investor who actually lost his life savings in a rent-to-rent scheme.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and one of the biggest issues he points to is the disconnect between, like, the marketed image of a property and the reality.
Hmm.
So, like, you know, properties might look amazing in photos.
Right.
But then they have all these hidden issues, like maybe neglected communal areas or like multiple units in the same building that are all struggling to attract guests.
I see.
Which obviously impacts the investor's ability to make a profit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So it's not just about like maintenance issues. It actually affects the bottom line.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, many investors end up paying above market rent for these properties. Plus, they have sourcing fees, setup fees.
Oh, wow.
And then if the occupancy rates are low, the losses just start piling up.
Yeah, sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it can be a real financial trap.
Okay, so then how are investors even finding these properties in the first place?
Well, there are companies involved. And actually, according to Reis, they're a big part of the problem.
Okay.
Yeah, these are called deal sourcing companies. And they connect investors with properties for a fee, of course.
Mm.
But Reis argues that they prioritize, you know, making a quick deal over actually finding sustainable agreements.
I see.
So they often push property owners to accept these inflated rents, which leaves investors with basically no room for error.
So it sounds like, you know, everyone loses except for the deal sourcing companies.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like they're the only ones winning in this scenario.
Wow.
And Reis actually uses a really interesting analogy. He compares it to menu engineering in restaurants. So think about it, like, restaurants test different price points to see what customers are willing to pay, right?
Right.
Well, in the rent-to-rent market, investors are basically the unwitting test subjects.
Hmm. It's a good analogy.
Yeah. They're bearing all the financial risk while the owners are just figuring out if short-term letting is even profitable for them.
So the investor's taking all the risk, and if it works out, the owner can just cut them out.
Exactly. Yeah. If the property does really well, the owners might decide to just work directly with management companies.
Wow.
And completely cut out the investor who essentially helped them prove that the model works.
It seems like this whole problem was made even worse by the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Reis talks about how there was this huge surge in rent-to-rent schemes after the pandemic.
Oh.
And he gives an example from Cardiff where investors were lured in by these, you know, big promises of high returns, but the properties were just subpar.
Mm.
Leading to, you know, a lot of people losing money. And then there's this case of StayBC. It was a company that just vanished, completely disappeared, leaving investors with unpaid debts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it just highlights the lack of accountability in this market.
So Reis is calling for more regulation, like stricter rules to prevent this kind of thing from happening.
Yeah, exactly. He's a big advocate for that.
Okay.
He comes from Portugal, where short-term rentals actually have to undergo really rigorous inspections, you know, for safety and quality.
Oh, okay.
And he contrasts that with the UK's lack of regulations, which he says puts both investors and guests at risk.
Hmm.
So he's really pushing for these regulations, not just as red tape, but as a way to actually raise the standards in the industry and protect everyone involved.
I see.
And, you know, his own company, Air Freedom, they make it a point to personally inspect every single property they manage.
Oh, wow.
To ensure transparency, which is something he'd love to see across the board.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And Air Freedom usually tries to avoid managing rent-to-rent properties, right?
Yeah, pretty much. They've seen the problems firsthand.
Hmm.
But what's interesting is that when they have managed these types of properties for larger investors, the owners often end up working directly with Air Freedom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, completely bypassing the initial rent-to-rent setup.
Wow, that's interesting.
It is. It's like the investor was just used to get things started, and then they're forgotten.
Yeah.
So it brings up this crucial question. Is the idea of passive income blinding investors to the potential pitfalls of rent-to-rent, or are there ways to make this model work ethically and successfully?
Yeah, it's a good question.
But we'll dive into that in just a bit.
Okay, sounds good. So it seems like Reese doesn't completely write off the whole rent-to-rent model.
Yeah, he actually acknowledges that it can work, but he's concerned with, you know, how it's currently being done.
Yeah.
Especially driven by these deal sourcing companies.
Right.
He's advocating for a more balanced approach.
Okay.
One that prioritizes transparency and fairness. Long-term sustainability, not just quick profits.
Yeah. So how does regulation fit into all this? Wouldn't that create more bureaucracy for everyone?
Well, I think that's a common concern. But Rees argues that it's not about, you know, creating a ton of red tape.
Mm-hmm.
It's about setting some ground rules, some essential ones.
Okay.
Think about it. Like, if you were investing a significant amount in a rent-to-rent scheme,
right,
wouldn't you want some assurance that the property meets some basic standards for safety and quality?
Yeah, definitely. I think that would give me more confidence about the investment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even from the property owner's perspective, regulation could help ensure that their property is actually being managed responsibly.
Right, right.
It really does protect everyone involved.
And it sounds like his experience in Portugal, where these regulations are already in place, supports that.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's seen firsthand how a well-regulated system can benefit everyone.
Okay.
Not only protects people from financial harm,
but
also ensures that the quality of the, you know, short-term rental experience for guests is good.
Which makes sense. I mean, you wouldn't want to show up at a place that's totally different than what was advertised.
Right. And regulation can actually help weed out the bad actors and create a more level playing field for responsible businesses.
Yeah.
Which again brings us back to Reese's point about transparency.
And it seems like Air Freedom's policies really reflect that commitment.
Definitely.
You know, they even go so far as to personally inspect every property.
Yeah, they'll drive like 90 minutes to inspect a property.
Wow.
Shows you how seriously they take it.
Yeah.
And that makes their decision to avoid managing rent-to-rent properties even more significant, right?
Right, yeah.
They're not just interested in making a quick buck. They're actually invested in building those long-term relationships and making sure everyone's happy.
But it is a bit concerning what you said earlier about owners often ending up working with them directly after the initial rent-to-rent phase.
Yeah, it is a little bit unsettling and suggests that the rent-to-rent setup is often just a stepping stone. Mm. And that investors are kind of unknowingly bearing the cost and risk of testing the market.
Right.
For the owner, it's like they're funding the owner's market research.
Yeah, it's like that menu engineering all over again.
Exactly. It's a great way of understanding how this system can be manipulated, often to the advantage of the property owner and often at the expense of these unsuspecting investors.
Yeah.
But Reese makes it clear that he believes the rent-to-rent model can work.
Okay.
It just has to be done ethically and transparently.
So where does that leave us? What can investors and property owners do to move towards this more ethical model?
Well, Reese challenges both sides to kind of take responsibility and demand more from the industry. So for investors, it means doing their due diligence, actually visiting the property in person, questioning any promises that seem too good to be true.
Right. Not just relying on those glossy photos.
Exactly. Got to get your boots on the ground.
Yeah.
And for property owners, it means partnering with reputable management companies and being upfront about their intentions. It's about building trust,
right?
Not taking advantage.
So moving away from a system built on exploitation towards one that benefits everyone involved.
Exactly. It's a call to action for the entire industry.
Mm.
From investors and property owners to management companies and regulators, we need to shift the focus from quick profits to creating a sustainable ecosystem
that benefits everyone.
Right.
And Reyes also mentions the impact this has on the wider housing market.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge concern. He points out that when these deal sourcing companies are willing to accept inflated rents,
Yeah.
It drives up prices for everyone, not just investors.
So it's not just a problem for the people directly involved in these schemes.
Right, exactly. It ripples outwards. It can make it much harder for local residents to find affordable housing.
Wow.
And even squeeze out legitimate businesses.
It's like another example of how a lack of regulation can negatively impact entire communities.
Exactly. Unchecked greed.
So it seems like Race is calling for a real cultural shift within the industry.
Yeah, he wants everyone from investors and property owners to management companies and policymakers to step up and take responsibility.
He believes that regulation is essential to create a level playing field and ensure that everyone benefits.
And it's inspiring that Reese isn't just talking about solutions.
Right.
He's actually implementing them through his company, Air Freedom.
Yeah, their commitment to transparency, you know, their inspection process,
yeah,
and their willingness to walk away from deals that don't align with their values is really commendable.
Absolutely. They're setting a great example for the industry.
Yeah, and their success shows that consumers are demanding more transparency and accountability from companies.
Right, and that's a trend that's likely to continue.
Which is a good thing.
It is, yeah.
So Reese's blog post has definitely sparked an important conversation.
Yeah, one that we need to keep having.
As we continue to unpack all the complexities of this market, we're excited to explore some of these questions in more depth.
And we invite you to join us on this journey.
One of the things that really struck me was Race's observation about how the dynamics change when Air Freedom steps in to manage a rent-to-rent property.
Oh, you mean when the owner often just cuts out the investor and works directly with Air Freedom?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's really interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Like, it shows how the system can be so skewed.
Yeah.
In favor of the owner.
Yeah, the investor takes all the risk, puts in all the effort to furnish the place.
Sets it all up.
And then if it's successful, they're out.
Yeah, it's almost like they're funding the owner's market research without even knowing it.
Like a guinea pig, yeah.
Exactly, just to see if this whole short-term letting thing will even work.
Mm.
It raises a lot of ethical questions.
It does, yeah.
Like, if investors are going to be involved, they need to know the risks.
And be protected.
Absolutely.
And it's not just about the investors, right?
No, no. Reese also talks about the impact on the housing market in general.
Yeah, like how those inflated rents.
Oh, yeah, when those deal sourcing companies push those high rents.
Yeah.
It affects everyone, not just the investors.
It makes it harder for people to find affordable housing.
Exactly. And it can even push out, you know, legitimate businesses.
Wow. So it really has this ripple effect.
Yeah, a negative one, unfortunately.
On the whole community.
It all comes back to that lack of regulation.
And greed.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
So what could be done? What's the solution here?
Well, Reese, he believes we need a big shift in how the whole industry operates.
Mm.
Moving away from just thinking about short-term profits,
yeah,
towards something more sustainable.
More ethical, yeah.
Exactly. He's asking everyone to step up.
Investors, property owners, everyone
involved, yeah.
To take responsibility.
Absolutely.
He sees regulation as a key part of that.
Yeah, not to stifle innovation.
Right.
But to make sure everyone benefits. So what does this all mean for our listeners?
Well, if you're thinking about investing in rent-to-rent, Reese's blog post is a must-read.
Yeah, do your research.
Don't believe everything you hear.
Especially those promises that sound too good to be true.
Yeah, and go see the property yourself.
Don't rely on just pictures.
Get a feel for the neighborhood.
To talk to people.
Exactly.
And for property owners who are, you know, thinking about short-term rentals,
yeah,
consider working directly with a reputable management company.
Like Air Freedom, for example.
Yeah. Prioritize transparency.
Ethical practices.
Long-term sustainability.
That's key.
Reese's post is really a call to action for everyone.
Yeah, to do better.
Be more transparent.
Put people first.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive into the rent-to-rent market, remember, knowledge is power.
Stay informed, stay curious, keep asking questions.
And until next time, keep diving deep.